This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli warplanes struck several buildings and roads in a vital part of Gaza City early Sunday. According to photos circulated by residents and journalists, the airstrikes created a crater that blocked one of the main roads leading to the largest hospital in the Strip. The health ministry said the latest airstrike left at least two dead, 25 wounded, including children and women. It said rescuers continue to dig through the rubble and had so far pulled up five more wounded. 2 hours into the heavy bombardment, there has been no comment from the Israeli military. Pro-Palestinian protesters took to the streets of Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and other U.S. cities Saturday to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes over the Gaza Strip. Thousands of people shut down traffic on a major thoroughfare in West Los Angeles as they marched from outside the federal building to the Israeli consulate. The protesters waved signs that said Free Palestine and shouted Long Live Intifada or Uprising. Similar scenes played out in Boston, Washington, and San Francisco and other cities as demonstrators blocked traffic to march and decry U.S. support for Israel. The U.S. and British embassies in Myanmar are expressing concern about reports of fierce government attacks on a town in western Shin State where martial law was declared Thursday because of armed resistance by opponents of military rule. Government troops backed by helicopters were reported to be shelling the town of Mendat, said its defenders who were opponents of the army's February takeover that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Myanmar State Television broadcasts on the Saturday night reported the fighting was